A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about an upsurge in inter-political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rise in inter-party political violence.
Opposition MTC President Moken Tsvangirai today visited Budiriro Member of Parliament Costa Machungawuda, who is begging for life at a local hospital following a vicious attack by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in the constituency on Thursday night. The opposition party is alleging that political violence is on the rise in the country.
There are also reports of political harassment and beatings, and of course, adding to the abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted on the 9th of March, and his whereabouts up to now are still unknown.
What do you think about the upsurge of violence in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Ye, kungakujalo ke foto.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kunzi zvikuru nevemapato anopikisa inyaya yemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika yavari kuti inenge yatanga nezuro mumiriri we budiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machingauta vakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye iko zvino vari muchipatara kudzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sana Mashonaland Central kune mashoko ekutiwo kunenge kwaberekera ingwe vamwe variko vanenge vari kuti vaakutyirawo upenyu hwavo asi bato riri kutonga rezanupf riri kuti aiwa zvimwe zviri kutaurwa izvi ndezvemugodzi matsuro hakuna munhu ari kurohwa Gibbs.
Ye, zuru kandaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona. Siyakwazi namhlanje ukuthi lifuna ukuthi ligijime liye lapha eliya khona. Ngoba it was a Friday. Ye, lapha ke sithi lingahamba emakhaya, sike sithi sikwetshise sindawonye. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje ke, yilokho sokwenzakala okwenzakala eHarare. Sizwile ukuthi kulabantu beMDC abathi bachayiwe bechanga ngabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU-PF. Omunye walabo abachayiweyo ngumnumzana uCosta Machungayude. Yena ongummeli wedale lePalamende khonangale eButiriro eHarare. Ye, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi abeZANU-PF bathi lokhu ngamanga ukuthi ibandla leli dilabantu abachayiweyo. Njalo bathi kukanya zani baphonga ukucabangela nje ukuthi ngabantu bezanu kungabe kungokunye nje abangakwaziyo ukuthi kuvela ngaphi. Kodwa ke siyezwa kule mbiko ebuyayo lapha Blessing kuthiwa eMash Central ngazana abantu bangani bathole senzima khona ngale. Ye, so ngizwa uproducer wethu sithi sesingani sesithola umuntu lapha ecingweni kambe singasilobani.
I think we have two of our guests. First we have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, a political analyst who leans ZANU-PF. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Obed Gutu, spokesperson for the opposition MDC. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mr. Gutu, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. Challenger.
Yes, yeah, I think the first lesson I have to do is blessing, then I'll come to you. So, Mr. Kutu, you know, we have been seeing pictures of people butchered, you know, online, and everywhere you go, you see those pictures. So, we are told that most of those people were members of the MTCT. What happened?
That's very true, Gibbs. I can actually confirm that of late there has been a resurgence of politically motivated violence. Only last night in Harare, in Budiriro, at Budiriro 4 shopping center to be precise, Honorable Costa Machingauta, who is the member of parliament for Budiriro constituency, was brutally and mercilessly assaulted by no less than 15 young people who were wearing ZANU-PF regalia, ZANU-PF t-shirts. He was actually in the company of his friends and other colleagues at the local shopping center in his constituency in the neighborhood of Budiriro. And these youths then, upon seeing him, they called him to come to where they were outside the shop. So he innocently went to where they were, hoping that maybe they wanted to discuss something to do with the constituency or some other such peaceful discourse. But before he could do, even say anything, they set upon him with booted feet, with iron rods, knob carries, and started assaulting him all over his body. They did not give him any chance to even speak, to ask them why they were beating him up. They just beat him up and so savagely that they left him for dead, and upon seeing that he was badly hurt, they disappeared into the darkness, and he had to be ferried to a local private hospital here in Harare. And over and above that, there is a group of our supporters consisting mainly of elderly women in their late 60s, some in their early 70s, who were on their way back from Budiriro, going back to Mfakose where they stay. They were then set upon by another group of ZANU-PF youths when they arrived in Mfakose, and then they were beaten up so savagely that we feared strongly that one of the old ladies might have actually lost sight in one of her eyes, in her right eye. Then the commuter omnibus that they were traveling in was smashed. The windscreen was completely destroyed. And this has been happening. And you can actually see that as a follow-up to the abduction of Itai Zamara, there's actually a serious deterioration of the security situation in this country, particularly in Harare. And because obviously ZANU-PF knows that Harare is one of the MDC strongholds, and you can actually see that they are trying to instill fear in our supporters, trying to instill fear, and we actually even suspect that they are trying to assault and even assassinate some of our members of parliament, now that we have come up with a solid resolution that we are not going to participate in any by-elections or any elections for that matter until certain specified political and electoral reforms have been carried out.
Thank you.
This is actually a systematic campaign of violence, and we are very, very concerned as the MDC.
Thank you so much.
And Mr. Ngwenya, you have the right to respond.
It's not that it is so shameful that
Mr. Ngwenya, if you can move a bit from where you are, because we can hardly hear you. I think there's a bad connection there.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now. Perfect.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying it is a shame and a pity that the MDC has resorted to this barbaric way of trying to seek attention in this Zimbabwean society. Yet it pushed itself to this irrelevance by choosing not to participate in any democratic election. You see, it is not a secret that MDC is a party of eternal violence. This even was Mangoma was in front of the leader, the MDC leader. Now that they are not participating in this election, they are trying to seek relevance by resorting to these barbaric methods. If you look right now, the most relevant opposition political party would be NCA, that is fielding candidates everywhere the election. But unfortunately, for this party, MBC, they have resorted to this barbaric method. If you check what they are really talking about, imagine in Central, who would resort to violence or fighting against MBC that never even chose the candidate during the just ended the by-election in the Mount Darwin West seat, even anyway. So really, this is an internal job, and it's not new. MBC has been known for this kind of behavior. There is no MPF or any other fan or a supporter of the MPF would resort to violence towards it, because it is not a threat in any way to anyone in Zambia or in Zimbabwe. It's just a simple ship. It has already sunk in fact. Therefore, they are only trying to seek relevance right now. It's so shameful that we have honorable people alleging such kind of barbarism towards Zambia, yet there is not even a single case. Yet we know very well that those are just allegations, and that is an incredible job that is can well be traced to MBC itself.
Mr. Kutu, is this an internal kind of job? Just a few seconds, respond there.
Far from it, Gibbs. I mean, why should it be internal? I mean, I'm actually surprised that my colleague from ZANU-PF is coming up with this with respect to ridiculous kind of statement. There is really absolutely no issue of an internal job, because we had a very successful rally yesterday that was addressed by our party leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. It was one of the best attended rallies ever here in Harare, notwithstanding that it was held on a Thursday afternoon. And it was so clear that there were thousands of people who gathered at very short notice in Glenview for the rally. And what we suspect happened is that ZANU-PF, because of the DNA of violence that is inherent in them, they got very upset and very irritated, seeing that our support base continues to improve, to actually even get better than before. And I believe this is the typical ZANU-PF style. When they feel that they are under pressure, that they are facing a strong political opponent, they resort to what they know best, i.e. violence, brute force. This is precisely what happened. These are ZANU-PF thugs who beat up Honorable Machingauta. It is on record that they are ZANU-PF thugs because they were wearing ZANU-PF regalia.
Thank you very much.
Tine mwe mtere risata zokera kuna vangwenya. Mbuya, makadi.
Takasimba makasimberi.
Aiwa, tirinani zvedu. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kunzi nevamwe yatanga vamwe vachiti hakuna zviriko.
Ini pamhirizhonga iyi ndine vamwe mafungiro angu akasiyanawo. I think vagutu suppose zvavanoita neMDC zvakanakira ivo, but hazina kunakira nyika. Vozvika kuitika chakaipa kumunhu wavo vandanga kuti ZANU-PF. Pakafa munhu akaona munhu afa vanonoclaima kuti munhu aurawa neZANU-PF. Ingaa nyika rudzii. Munoda here kutonga nyika yadonha pakuti womumakete wenyika ii mune zvakanaka. Kuno kuna nasafutsaurika kwatiri kunoitika misindo yakawanda zvikuru. But last week munhu weEFF wamalema akashutwa muJoburg. But hatinambonzwa malema aitaura kuti ANC chichi. Vanhu vanorespekta makotsi avo, vanhu vanorespekta majaji avo, vanhu vanorespekta mapurisa avo nesecurity sector yese vanoirespekta. Imimi vanhu veMDC hamunobuda pamaredhio muchisora mapurisa acho amunoda kuti mangwana vakubatsirei, majaji amunoda kuti mangwana atonge nyaya dzenyu. Pamunohwina nyaya takatiwana ngodzo rakahwina nyaya dakahwina pani pamazuva apera, takanzwa muchitaura kuti mimi ndo demokrasi. Saka pamunohwina imimi ndo panenge pari right, ndo panenge pavanhu vari right ipapo. But pamunoluza moti imimi zvinhu zvaipa izapie. Hamuone here kuti ndee muchitaonyika pakaipa? Ndimi vagutu makazvisa. But nyika muri kuisa papi nematauriro enyu amunenge muchiita, muchipembedza nyika mune zvakaipa. Hamuna proof, hamusi investigator. Mapurisa amunosora muchisora, masoja amunosora muchisora, ndoo mamunoda support. Muchatonga here nyika isina mapurisa? Muchatonga here nyika isina masoja? Muchatonga here nyika isina majaji?
Vagutu, pindurai tinzwa.
Handina kumbosora mapurisa, handina kumbosora masoja, handina kumbosora kana ani zvake. Apa tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri. Tati vanhu vanenge vaita zvehunhubu
zvomara patsetsese zvokurova vanhu zvakaitwa nemayudhe zanu nezuro vanotori nebhesi pabudiro 4 shopping center tikaendapo izvozvi totowana pane bhesi rezanu vanosera vachiimba vachimwadoro vachisvita mbanje vachivhundutsira vanhu apapa handizivi kuti nyaya yekuti kusora mapurisa kusora majaji kusora masoja yapinda pakuita sei handina kumbosora tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri kuti Costa Machingauta anova iye memba wepalamendi webudiriro akarakashwa nemayute zano fact handizivi kuti
kuvataurezvimwe
zvingafuura ipapo totaura
asi hatina mbodzwa malema achitaura kuti iye achidwa neanc akambirira mapurisa aite basa rawo koimi mapurisa zvotaazi kujoinza ndiri kutitsangadza nepaitaurwaona navatsvangira vachiti mapurisa nemasoja vakazodai vakazodai saka ndopa ndinoshayiwa kuti koimi munoda kuti zviitwe
nanisa nemasoja tinovafarira zvikuru tinotovarwira chaizvo hondo dzavo dzakanyanya dzokuti vanhu vanoshungurudzwa nehurumende vachipuwa mari shoma shoma dzimwe nguva pei yavo isingauyi nenguva uyezve ichiuya iri doko doko ndo vanhu vatinonyanyofarira ivavo zvatinoshura zviito zvenyanya dzimwe dziri muzano dzinorova vamwe dzinobhinya vamwe dzinobira vamwe ndo politiki dzedu dziri pachena
handipikisani nevagutu but ndopikisana nemi pakuti imimi munotanga kujajira mapurisa munotanga kujajira vanhu vanofanira kuita basa ravo imi ine democratic country yamunoda kuona imimi motanga mavapa kuti izanhu ndezvakati hazvina kuita zvakati hazvina kuitwa voitawo sei basa ravo muri lawyer muri mupurisa muri jaji muri zvese matoona kudhara kuti izanu kana ari matsotsa akatora advantage achisanganisirawo nezviri kuitikawo kuti okay avanovengana nemdc munhu anogona kungourayiwa pane vanhu vairobhwa munomazuva mazuva apera taitai nemazuva ano tiungoneswa muno musouth africa isi vana vezimbabwe nevane dzimwe nyika but pane matsotsa akatora
advantageaoaiaeano
vanoita basa ravo mune zvakanaka havatangi kuita prejudgment sezvamunoita imimi
aiwa tinotenda
munotaurira isu vana vezimbabwe tinofunga tiri magrade 7 makasvika kuyunivhesiti but tisu vacho vanovhota vacho nevanovhota vari muzimbabwe vanofunga kana muchitaura zvinhu taurai muchitaura kuti nyange anokuteeraika anoona kuti aiwa apa zvechokwadi munhu ataura mukangotaura muchingofunga zvinofadza munhu aakwanisa kuanalyza makore ano mufunge zvenyu
petai henyu vagutu tiende kune mwe muteereri
ini ndiriwo shamisika zvikuru nokuti apapa handina kushora mapurisa handina kushora majaji handina kushora masoja ndiri kushora zviito zvenyanya dzanga dzakapfeka matisheti ezanu dzakarova Costa Machingauta anova memba weparamende webudiriro iyo ndiyo fact handingarambi tingodzokorora zviri pachena kuti Costa akarwara vanhu vanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu andes kana comrade ava vachiti vanhu havanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu matisheti ezanu vasiri vezanu then that's a different ball game but tinozviramba nokuti panotova nebhesi rezanu pabudiriro shopping center ipapo ndinopaziva panotozikanwa kunzi pane bhesi rezanu panogara pane maiti ezanu vachisvuta mbanje vachimwadoro vachivhundutsira vanhu saka ndo zvakaitika this is a fact
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs ngwani
yes lo mnumzana unkosi lapho seBotswana baba nkosi ungautshona njani
hayi tshona njani futhi
nizatshona kakhulu kunjani Botswana
hayi Botswana kurayithi kaqanda kancane
awuboni ke natutaba
ye hayi ngiyawezwa amadoda bayakhuluma ongwenya lalo omunye ubaba lo kadefona mina angikwazi ukuthi ungwenya ibhiski tsalilumi leli lecream ubane okungekho khona ama-lemon cream ungakhumbula soon after independence 1980 more than 20,000 Zimbabweans Ndebeleans were killed by iZANU PF iGukurahundi soon after that during immobilization umnangagwa wathe interviewa ijournalist eyomlungu wambuza ukuthi yena kathi njengoba kuthiwa abantu bayabulawa emathebeleleni linali chini njengoba liyigovernment. Umnangagwa wathi yena akakwazi ukuthi kulabantu ababulawayo emathebeleni. Wangiphika lokho. After that, wathi yena sephendula futhi wathi yena, there are stories in the Northern Ireland. It depends on the story, the one that you want to believe. Yes, sir. Then, after that, who president was ZANU? President Robert Mugabe, who is the president even today? He came back to say it was a moment of madness. The point that I'm trying to make here is that, firstly, they denied there were people who were being killed in Matabeleland. When the statistics came, it was more than 20,000. Who President Mugabe agreed and wavuma akazanga kuphinde what it was a moment of madness. But bakuphika umnangako. We have a problem with iZANU PF. They don't want to accept ukuthi kulobudlwangudlwangu ababenzayo. Abafuni ukuvuma kodwa kuliqiniso. Kathesi uNgwenya uyaphika abantu bakibe uNgwenya bafa babulawa yikukurawuni. Uyakuphika ukuthi kulabantu bakibe abafayo. Ungaze ungitshele ukuthi kusasilanga liyavuka liphume ekuseni ukuthi kaliphumi. Liyathi litshoni la ngumtshe ukuthi langa liyatshona nentana selitshoni lethi kalitshoni. Ngenxa yokuthi baphika izinto eziphilayo, baphika izinto ezenzakalayo. Ise kuthi ukuthi kathesi ngikhona kunanzeleleke ukuthi abantu asebesokusiba nobudlwangudlwangu sokusenzakala emashonaland. Thina kwathi kusenzakala kithi, even human rights asange siyibone. Ama-lawyer la agcwele kathesi, we never seen these lawyers. Most of the people died until today. And the next thing basitshela ukuthi abalasikhathi sokugebha amangcwabo. Baphika izinto azaziyo. UNgwenya angikwazi ukukhuluma nangikwazi wadlani. Angikwazi ukuthi kumbe yindlala leyo Ngwenya okiyo. It's a pity, my friend. Unkala wadubekele goli isicathulo sesinyathela ngembamba. Enathi itiye ko-Dr. Khumalo lapha, ethe yena ubundebela ngabe ugeza, ngabe uyagezwa. Lawe siya kuwe. Uzawudinga umlindi uswele, ususwele ukuthi abantu bakini uzabuyela njani kiwo. Uza kuyafela emazweni. Because uphika into eyenziwa ebantwini okumele ikhuzwe, ilungiswe. Wonke umuntu avuma ukuthi konakele kulungiswe. Namba ne-ANC babathani benzeni. Bakhalime ozuma bakhuze. Abe-EFF bajikijelane benzeni. Bakhalime bakhuze. Kanti lina lingabanjani elingafuni ukuthi kukhuzwe abantu bakhalimele bakhuzwe batshele ukuthi elikwenzayo kuwrong. Abantu babenu bophela nini izinja zenu.
Yes, bokule kakhulu nkosi.
Bophelani izinja zenu bophelani izinja. Imidlwane yenu le ibophelene. We are sick and tired of staying in a state okokuthi abantu babulawa njengenkukhu every now and then. For how long? 37 years. Until today, we are still suffering from ZANU-PF brutality.
Sibongile kakhulu nkosi.
Please, siyalicela Ngwenya, advise your people, njengoba usungisikhulumele, urugare kumbe is suffering kathesi. Lokho esithi ndina kuzingwa kuZANU, wadzingwa kuZANU is gone. You will be the next. I want to tell you, my boy, you are very young, ZANU-PF. Number it mustn't touch. Number my mutual, they are out of ZANU-PF. Babe Salabet, they are out.
Yeah, what is it? Yes, yes, so City Baba Ngwenya, I won't pay the Rangan.
Yeah, that home for it to Yahuman or Napa's Kulum and Avazeku ground, Shala Kuluma, he's in Tavazone, there's letter is xenophobia, Ubulada and Wavan. Manje kumnandi nxa abantu bebulalana kanjalo yini. Asilungi ngendaba zeGugurand lapha. Sihlala sikhuluma ukuthi indaba leyo yakhulunywa ngamadala bethu onkomo. Basayinela naphansi ngo-1987. Nanga umuntu lapha sefuna ukuphonga ukuvusa imizwa yabantu ngendlela engadingakaliyo. Lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yebubiliro.
Athi ungumana uphika futhi
kwalingenankulumo.
Ye, mana qedise baba nkosi. Kodisa
ngwe. Lapha kukhulunywa ngendaba yeGugurand, kukhuluma ngendaba yebubiliro. Lapha sikhuluma imicijo ekhona, ama-facts akhona ukuthi abantu be-NDC, uThupi Stevenson watshaywa, uMangoma watshaywa, uJankira ekhangela. UWatchman Ncube bonke bafakazi ukuthi abantu be-NDC bale-violence. Manje lokhu ufuna ukuletha lapho uGugurand kuvela ngapha. Asikhulumeni indaba eyiyo edala emadoda. Athi uhlanganisa indaba. Sizama ukudlala ngemizwa yabantu.
Ye, uthi lina liyaphika, uthi liyaphika, uthi liyaphika nxa lingakwenza. Ngama-15, 10 seconds.
singathiya yintsinqa singakwenza asikhulume into ngamafethi khuluma umfakazi wakho boni anti mina ngiyakuphi umfakazi bani khuluma umfakazi anti ngikutshela ngendaba zeGugurand lapha sinika ukufakazi ukuthi umuntu webulile watsha nabantu bezana uPierre.
Yeah, hayi sizwile kakhulu ke sathi
uzwana ke gift mawuthi ngimphendule mawubona iphakethi lama biscuits abhalwe Lobels uza kuthi ibiscuits eliphakathi kasilole Lobels ubona kusilt kubhalwe Lobels nxa labo bantu kade begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu PF sithi ngabe NDC bona begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu PF so wena ama-t-shirt ezanu kuyini okuphikayo inkinga yami lawe ngwenya ule problem yokufuna ukuzenza umuntu olungileyo kuzalo PF betraying your own people wena ngwenya you have a problem wakho kuphuphuthwa ukukhona ukuthi wena ukuthi ngiyakubalela ukuthi uzobalela ukuthi uzobalela ukuthi izinto zangawe ubalela ukuthi ukuphika isiniso wena ngwenya.
Ye ngithi kulabo ngibe ngumlamlankunzi hayi sengizwile badala bethu ngwenya ubambe khonapho baba nkosi sibongile kakhulu kakhulu.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And of course, tonight on live talk, we are talking about inter-party political violence. And at times, it tends to be heated. We expect that to happen. But the good thing is that here we can agree to disagree, but we do it without fighting. We have to disagree peacefully. That is regatende unemwe mutereri mukoma tambu kana kuti shumba makadi kwaseke ai wati reporta uri size shoma hamusi kunyatsonzwika nyaya iri mudari ro mainzwa
ai wanda yindwa mwana wa baba ndamutse yavira ni tashamwa
ko muri kuita nge muri kutyase nai shumba tauri size shoma
Zambia yaura nyika mwana wa baba.
Eh sei buri kudaro.
Yeva ndikutambura kuno. Kutambura. Zara yiko abata hakuna. Vanhu takunye pindwa manje ndi. Yai sindi kandira tikaf. Kamaita kuno kwa kwatiki kwa kirimo ndira. Marumu zirana ya vanhu vakonzi yai sipo yai sipo wozi zvinhu nauno mazika. Abavada kuumba nini makero au vanhu vese vevanadikwana vanhu zvisipa kwakunzi yai zvinyitiro saka pii yai international community yabatsira nyika irino tatambira tatambira
ko nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwa i muri kuionawo here ikoko kana kuti munoionawo sei zvinoitika here
zvinoitika izvizvi zvinoitika chaizvi makanselas vanouya vachipresina vanhu chikafu vanhu vanenge vakuzi kana usina kuteera zvezvanipiefa upiwe chikafu ndiona nyaya irikuiriya kuti
aiwa tinotiaesina
komuni zvaibatsire vanhu vari muzimbabwe zvinokunizara mabasa hakuna uye zvinokapinda marari kupinda mutaundi yaizvi sunshine city akutyisa kufamba netsoka unenge ucharohwa nemupama nemunhu vatika madomasi emunhu
aiwa vashumba rambai zvenyu makabata tichadzoka kwamuri timbotora kabreki zvishoma shoma asi tiri kudzoka kwamuri Gibbs
ye ngilo mnumzana umlilo kulangapo kebutswana ubambe lawe ungaika chana kulapo
yes and Mr. Ngwenya and also Mr. Gutu please stay on the line for our radio listeners as you know by now we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.